This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Oh, wait, what?
Do what you just did.
Introduce me as a professional wrestler?
Yeah, do that voice.
A horny... Ooh! I always have to do it as if I'm talking to Hulk Hogan.
Sure.
Hulk Hogan, I'm coming for you! I think I'm doing Randy Macho Man Savage.
Oh, yeah, I think
that's who that is.
First of all, Hulk Hogan... There's nothing you can do when I step into that ring with you, all right? I'm going to come up to you, and I'm going to slap your cheeks with my dirty hands, and I just had tacos for dinner. They're still going to be greasy, you understand? Then what I'm going to do, I'm going to take that frilly tank top you got on. I'm going to expose your titties to the world for everyone to see. Then I'm going to take them, I'm going to slap them around a couple times just to show the people just what you're made of, which is nothing. I'm gonna take them, I'm gonna slam them into the ground, and then I'm gonna stomp on your ugly balls until...
until what?
Until you bust. Until you...
that's not where I thought that was going.
Till there's cum and blood all over the ground. And then I'm gonna flip you over, and I'm gonna play your butt cheeks like a set of bongos. Once again, just like before, there's gonna be nothing you can do. And Vince McMahon up there, Vince McMahon's gonna, he's gonna know who the rightful heir to the belt is.
Punch it!
It's time for
Punch
of the Jam.
Punch
of the Jam.
Hey.
Punch of the Jam.
Punch
of the Jam.
Welcome back to another episode, you Punch Bob Square Jams.
Did you just come with that on the fly?
I sure did.
That's what you can pay the big bucks.
All four of them.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome back to Punch of the Jam. I'm Demi.
I'm Miel.
And we are so happy to have you for another episode. And so happy, just to give a quick shout out, to those of you who have been supporting our Patreon.
Yes, this is the first episode we're taping since it's gone live, and I'm genuinely shocked at how positive the response has been.
Yeah, you guys have been very nice, very sweet, and it's very, you know, uplifting and heartwarming to see you guys rally behind it. So we're very happy to have you and very happy to be doing this.
If you're joining for the first time on this episode, what we do here is we just take songs that maybe... were good, weren't good, you know, just songs.
Sure.
We feel like talking about for 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then we try to make them better.
That's right.
I don't know why, per se.
Because some songs are bad, and some songs are good, but you want them to be great. And that's where we come in.
Great and greater.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb and Dumber.
That's more like it, I would say.
Sure.
We have a little more things to talk about, but I feel like I want to get our guest nicely introduced.
We gotta give our guest a great introduction.
Christ.
You know him as the horniest man this side of the Mississippi. You know him as the horniest man north and south of the Mason-Dixon. It's Ben Cobb. Yeah.
Thank you for such a good...
That sound you heard was him groaning. We had to shackle him to the chair just to make sure he doesn't... He's got like a Tasmanian devil thing going on where he's just going to burst out.
He's just... shaking and his dick is shaking independently of his body.
Well, that's how I can self-scratch since my hands are shackled. I just give it a little wiggle.
If you don't know who Ben is, you're fucking missing out. He's our friend. We've talked about him many times on this podcast. We all met on Vine, though.
Yeah.
You have a legendary Vine presence. Some of my favorite all-time Vines you made.
Oh.
And you're really good on Twitter, too.
Thanks.
You're a funny boy.
Twitter's where I, the only place where I live now.
Oh,
well,
you live in my heart.
Yeah. And email.
Ben's got the most killer email presence.
Oh, man.
But we really wanted to have you on this episode, because this is a horny-ass song.
Oh, yeah.
And just for context... Every time I see you, Ben, you tell me a story that out-hornies a story you've previously told.
Oh, God. Yeah, as I was actually thinking about this on the way over here, I was like, wait, how have I earned this nickname of Horny
you
Ben?
You don't know?
I honestly can't remember. Is it constant, like, wow, dang, look at that?
That's one aspect of it, sure.
Or is it just, like, stories of...
It's the amalgamation. It's the anthology of your life in which every episode is just like another fuck tale.
Oh, yeah, man. You're also, I will say to your credit, incredibly sexually comfortable and liberated in terms of what you are okay to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
You expose yourself all the time with no shame, and that's why I love you.
Okay, well, the phrasing of that is, good, dear
then you're
listeners.
You're constantly putting it out there, whether or not people want to see it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's...
I think my favorite, I mean, listen, I don't want to expose you too much, so
you
can
expose all you want.
Expose him!
I think my favorite story in recent memory is that as a teenager, you used to hump your toilet to masturbate.
Yeah, well, there was...
Why?
Because you thought it looked like a woman bending
over. No. Okay, all right,
did
well...
Did I get that wrong?
No, you... Well, you got it sort of right. Listen, I was, I was desperate for a way to simulate the feeling of sex other than just that which touches the penis. So I thought, you know, for example, the doggy style position.
Yeah.
I thought, you got butt cheeks going against...
This is before you'd ever had sex, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Going against your your inner thighs. And I was waiting for the shower to warm up one fine day, and I looked at the toilet, and I was like... God damn. I didn't... Okay, so that doesn't insinuate... I wasn't turned on by the toilet. I just thought, okay, here's something that can be... that can be useful. So I opened up the lid and I got down on my knees and I straddled it and I was like, ooh, that's cold. But within a few seconds, your body heat warms it up. And, you know, it to a 15-year-old, it's like, yeah, this is probably what it feels like to have sex with someone who doggy style. Yeah. And then what was the beauty of it is when you were done, you could just blast off into the toilet.
Right into the bowl.
So there's no fuss, no muss.
Yeah, you sound like, I don't know if it's more like Jay from Big Mouth or if it's like someone out in the desert dying of thirst, like seeing a toilet mirage.
You sound like a woman. You're like a hungry dog in a cartoon that looks at a chicken and just sees like a full-on turkey leg. But for you, it's just, ooh,
it's
that
sex.
Toilet's a butt.
Damn. Do you see the set? That's got to be 1.6 gallons per flush. Are you kidding me? Is that
toilet pressure?
Is that an American standard I see?
Oh,
that's a brand
of
toilet.
Is that a cola?
Oh, of course you know that. The boy who has sex with toilets.
Ben's also a toilet guy.
Wait, what? Wait, am I?
No, I just meant because you were just like, that's a toilet brand.
Oh, yeah. I could list at least two toilet brands.
Ben and I lived together for about 2 years, and when we moved in together, I got him a gift that was an airplane, a wooden airplane that's had Ben Kahn horny for airplanes on the side of it. Because
he is.
That's
a fact.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ben went to a meetup at LAX.
The LAX In-N-Out.
Stop. You're not helping. To meet up with other people who love planes. But my favorite part of the story is that he joined a large group and he was like, my people, and hung out with them for a bit before realizing they were just like a family.
Oh, yeah.
Traveling at the
airport. Yeah, I thought that they were the folks from FlyerTalk.com. It was not them.
Oh, you gotta shout out
FlyerTalk. It was more of a mileage. It was an air credit card miles meetup, but they're all, I mean, the Venn diagram for people who really like to collect... credit card miles and those who are passionate about airplanes is pretty much a circle.
Sure.
So, yeah, we were all, as planes were going by, was, oh, yeah, did you get access to the new Centurion? Like, hey, there's a 777.
You're like the adult version of when a child is so obsessed with trains that they just kind of go and watch by the tracks.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
But he's
that's
a
cool,
grown
too.
Man.
Yeah. Trains are tight, also. They're fucking huge.
Ben is horny for every locomotive.
This man just loves transport.
Big machines.
There have been multiple times where you and I have been standing somewhere having a conversation. You just go, oh my God, that's a 747. And I'll just be like, what?
Yeah, Ben picked me up from the airport one time, and his first question was, what did you fly on? I was like, I don't know, Ben. I don't know plane stuff. Before we get to the tune, I do want to make a shout out. We asked people to write iTunes reviews as though they were songs, and a lot of people did it. But this one stood out to me from Clayton Lee Rocks. This potty is a wonderland. Let's see if I can sing this. You got the afternoon... Listen to a soda too. I think that's like episode. One thing that's left to do. Discover them punching up tunes. This potty is a wonderland. You probably like that too because it says potty.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now Ben's horny.
Oh, man. I haven't fucked a toilet in like a decade.
Only a decade.
You know what I'm grateful for is that's the only thing that you've mentioned that I fucked that's an inanimate object.
I'm not going to spill too much tea unless
you
want me to.
We're only 11 minutes in.
Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah. So, since no one actually chose this song, although it was highly requested.
Yeah, I made a list. Because we've been bad about shouting out the people who also request the songs, those of you listening. So I do want to shout out the six people that requested this song. Nick Ortega, Breanne Shaver, Kristen P., Jonathan Phillips, Jamal Gorham, I don't know, and Lacey Brown.
Thanks, guys.
You all picked a very horny song, and we thank you for it.
I love this song.
It's a great song.
Personally, I've always known this was a horny song. How about you guys?
I did not realize how, like, you can tell it's horny from the music, but you don't know how horny until you listen to the words, and I feel like I rarely do.
Yeah, I remember, I think I was in middle school or freshman year of high school or something when it came out, and I would come home every day after school and watch MTV. And they played the video, and I was like, oh, this is...
Ben's thrusting in his chair, just so you know.
No, I'm bouncing, all right? I'm bouncing.
Hey, we had to shackle him for a reason.
I got to scratch myself. I remember kind of paying attention to the lyrics, and I was like, huh, this doesn't seem like something that they should be able to play on television.
Yeah.
I think... Because I had the wherewithal as a young man to think, I don't really know everything about sex yet, so... Maybe there's stuff that's going over my head, but yeah. There's...
What a self-effacing, horny teenager.
Like, I still don't get certain jokes.
I like the idea that you were like, I got about 90% of it, though.
Yeah. Like, Calvin and Hobbes comics, I still didn't fully get.
Oh, but you were like, I think the song's about boners.
Yeah, I think it's about... the guy's horny.
So it's by the band Next, but it also features the female vocals from V of Coffee Brown. It was released in 97.
Whoa.
I know. Wow. And it was produced by KG, the guy from Naughty by Nature.
Huh. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Ho. So it went to number one on Billboard's Hot 100 and spent 5 weeks there.
Deserves it.
At the end of the year, Billboard ranked it at number one on the list of biggest pop songs of 98. And at the end of the decade, Billboard also ranked it number 16 on their list of most popular songs of the 90s. Wow. The song was huge.
Yeah, it was.
I did not realize until doing this research.
That's funny that it was number one for 5 weeks. That means people went through like a horny drought, and then this just came in and fucking flooded the place.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what were the other songs that were out that year?
I think it was like Titanic, the theme song. Ooh. I didn't write them down, but
see,
this
that's
one was
heart horny. This is dick horny, so I think it's like a puzzle piece type deal.
Yeah, I feel like people were starved for, like, low-key horny.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the concept, I love this. The concept started in the home of KG, obviously the guy from Naughty by Nature, with RL and the song's co-writer, Tweet. His name is Tweet.
That's a cute name.
Whoever they may be.
Tweet.
Recall having a cordless phone conversation with women they met at a local club. Are you ready for the quote?
Yeah.
They were telling us about how they go to the Peppermint Lounge in New Jersey and dance up on guys to see what the guys were working with.
What do they mean by that?
The girls would grind into them hard to get them boners so they could tell how big the dude's dick was to decide if it was worth pursuing or not.
Mm.
This is truly paints a whole new color on this song for me, because I did not interpret it this way.
Huh.
Yeah.
I wanted to be able to say something so slick you didn't realize until later that it was about what it was about. How can I say something that they don't even realize at first because of the melody? I've heard people sing it, baby, no more crying. Oof. Those aren't the lyrics. But the melody is so strong that if you got 1,000 people singing that melody, it'll sound like the right thing.
Sure.
So he's pretty proud of himself here for being like, I did it.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know what the phrase or the word is, but when you trick a bunch of people into getting horny all at once.
A hoodwink, but
like
only
for
your genitals?
A Midsummer Night's Dream type
I believe the Germans call it Hornenfreud.
That's not a stretch.
Schlangenfreud.
That's not real.
Schlangenfreud.
Schlangenfreud. I like that.
It also is a sample, which I didn't realize, and now I'm a little bit upset. What's the name of the song again?
The Curtis Blow one?
Curtis Blow.
Christmas Rappin'.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you play that?
Yeah.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the
house. Hold it now, wait. Hold it. That's played out. Hit it. You give me all that jive about things you wrote before eyes alive.
But this is another one bites the dust.
Yes. It absolutely is.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What just happened?
I have no idea what just happened.
But it also a little bit sounds like Rapper's Delight bassline.
Well, that's because every song, like every hip-hop song from like 85 and before was the same thing. Like all Curtis Blow songs sound like all Grandmaster Flash songs.
Yeah. Did you say Flesh?
I did say Flesh, and that's because I got a little tongue tied.
I think it's because Ben's here and you're horny too.
It's infectious.
Contagion.
It's infectious.
I feel like this was the song that if we could get away with playing it at like a middle school dance, we were all like, oh, I think this is what horny is.
I think they played it at my middle school dance.
Oh, yeah.
I think, well, actually, wait, 97, 98, I was 10 years old.
No, we got it late, though, on the island.
They could have played it after that, though.
That's true. I think, I want to say that they did.
They
definitely
did.
I mean, it was on the radio all the time.
My middle school dance was like 2002, and we were playing this.
I was 5. Wow. I definitely think they were playing this at preschool dances.
I hope they played the, like, not radio edit where he goes, I wonder if she can tell if I'm hard right now.
Oh, my God. And all the toddlers start running to the floor like, ah!
Because toddlers got boners for days.
Oh,
they can relate.
Man.
I don't like where this is going.
That's not gross. That's true. You ever babysat a toddler?
No, it is gross.
Uh-uh. It's only gross if you bring your shame into it.
I remember when my brothers and I found the stash of Playboys in our garage. it was me and my brothers and Tommy Peel. Tommy doesn't listen to this podcast. Tommy, if you're listening to the podcast, what's up, Tommy?
Hey, where can people find Tommy if they do want to make sure?
I don't know.
I'm kidding.
3527
I think he has kids now or something. But we would look at these Playboys and we would all get boners and like we didn't associate it with being horny. It was just like, look at this crazy thing that's happening to in my pants.
Yeah.
And I distinctly remember us all like pulling down our pants with our underwear still on, just dicks poking through tidy whities, our BVDs, because we wore BVDs, baby. And
wait, BVDs?
BVDs. They were
BVD.
Yeah,
what?
They were a brand of underwear. They were tidy.
That was an acronym.
Tidy
whities.
Yeah,
I thought you were saying like big visible dick or something. I was like, how are you?
But that certainly was the case because we would all show each other our boners and just be like, whoa, look at yours. Whoa, look at yours.
That's
anyway,
how it goes.
Yeah, you keep flipping through the magazines.
I've heard so many stories of this happening with like young boys and never in my life did this happen with me.
Because you didn't have boyfriends when you were that age.
I did.
Then you weren't that close with them.
I think it's because we were that young that we just had no fucking clue.
How old were you?
I think I was probably 7 or 8.
Yeah, I feel like all of my friends at that time were like friends from school. And we didn't like go hang out in the woods or do shit or anything. So it was like I was at home alone.
You missed out on a lot of little boy dick.
Thank God.
Yeah, there was a lot there. I remember just part of the confusion. For example, I remember looking in a Playboy and there was an ad for some kind of something. And for some reason, they had two people 69ing in the ad.
Oh, my God.
And
it was
I remember
an ad for 69ing, Ben.
It was just
paid for
the
by
69ing. The ad was just a PSA, just a reminder that it's an available position. But I remember looking at it thinking, I don't know what they're doing there, but I got to remember this for when I'm older. Because still having 69, by the way.
What?
You know, for being horny notoriously within the friend circle,
you
there's a lot
69?
That I haven't done. I've also never done butt things. Oh, yeah.
Ben!
Get the hell out of here.
We've had many conversations about things that Ben did not do.
Yeah.
And up until recently, and
no
anyway.
69, no butt stuff. I appreciate, because I know what you're holding back on there, and I appreciate it.
Yes.
Ben was a virgin until last year.
Yeah. He was just outwardly
horny. He's overcompensating.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I found this glorious bidet.
Stop. Stop.
Ben went to Europe and had himself a fling.
Oh, God.
I feel like we've done a very good job living up to the horniness of this episode, and I would just like to say, disclaimer, if you haven't stopped listening already and you're like listening with your kids or something, I would highly suggest skipping the rest of this episode.
Also, if you're listening with your kids, those are some cool ass kids. What's up?
It's just, listen, we're very sex positive, but like this is an explicit song. This is going to be an explicit conversation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm not embarrassed. I won't apologize.
I'm not embarrassed, but I definitely am going to apologize for something.
NC17SW.
Hey, we've already normalized kid boners. Like, how
no,
much further could this get?
I've not normalized any of that. That's
not,
all you.
They're not sexual unless you make it weird.
You've made
unless
this entire conversation sexual.
I think it would be alarming if little boys didn't get boners.
What's wrong with them? Are they broken?
That's what I would think.
It's not that they exist. It's that there's no reason for us to talk about them.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last thing I'll say about this is that a lot of the younger audience probably doesn't know this song very well outside of the 2015 Vine.
Oh, right.
Nicholas Frazier did Why You Always Lyin', and this Vine was so popular that...
it was an Instagram video first, right?
I saw it first on Vine, I don't know. But KG, the guy that produced this song, the guy from Naughty by Nature, his 15-year-old daughter loved it from the Vine, did not know her dad made it.
No fucking way.
Is that not crazy?
I wonder what she thinks, like, if she's like, oh, cool. Or
the
was
song
she
from
like,
that Vine.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if she's like, holy shit, my dad made that. Or if she's just kind of like, oh, whatever, it's really the Vine I like.
You're not in the Vine, I don't care.
Yeah.
Do you have it?
I do.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying.
Oh my God. I miss mine so much.
His moves are so, it's like a boomerang, the way he's just sort of doing the same thing back and forth. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, Nicholas Frazier, shout out. One of the greats.
Rest in peace.
Mm. He's not dead. With that said, should we get into the song?
Yeah.
I wonder if she could tell I'm hard right now.
I feel like that if there was a sitcom about Ben's life, it's just like every few seconds there'd be a moment where like whoever he's talking to, their voice fades out and it's just... Yep. Wait, like, okay, like, start talking to me like you're having a conversation.
Yeah, so I was wondering maybe if you wanted to get lunch tomorrow, or I don't know. I was just thinking that it could
I wonder
be
if she could tell I'm hard right now.
Yeah, Ben's like, just staring because, like, distance. A That's So Raven moment just zooms in on his inner monologue.
Listen, I have much more self-control than to get hard during the middle of
Ben's got it down to a muscle.
Yeah, I can just...
You know, you'll see a vein pop out of his head and you'll be like, ah, oh, he's hard.
He's holding it down with his strength.
Sorry,
miss. I love it, like, the way he says it, the way he goes, hard right now.
I'm
it's
right
like,
now.
It sounds like he crossed his arms on that word.
Yeah, it does.
The hmm is my favorite part.
Oh, yeah. The hmm. By the way, probably.
Yeah, if you gotta ask that question, then clearly you don't have the equipment to entice her.
What?
Because if you shouldn't be having to ask the question, I wonder if she can tell I'm hard right now.
No,
because you're hard
like,
right now.
Ben, you of all people should know the various of ways you can hide your boner.
It's true, but given the context of the song that we're about to hear, there should be no question, because if she is rubbing up against his crotch, there should be no mystery. I mean, given the background of the song, these women would rub against to see how well-equipped the men were. So,
but that's the thing. When I've heard the song before reading that quote, I always assume it's like an embarrassing thing on the man's part. But now I'm like, wait, is the girl trying to?
But
I
there
don't
are
know.
Parts in this song where it seems like they don't want that.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. I wonder.
Maybe it's a thing where it's like he's wearing like these large-ass FUBU or JNCO jeans, and it's like, well... It's not sticking out. I wonder if she can tell I'm hard right now.
Okay, here's what I'll say from personal experience.
Sure.
Middle school, it was very popular when you like had a boyfriend or girlfriend to walk with them in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
With your arms around them, walking as one large unit.
Which is insane to me.
It was never comfortable.
Yeah.
But it was like the closest you could get to each other without actually having to do anything sexual, and you also didn't have to make eye contact. So it's like a middle schooler's dream. However... Every time I had a dude behind me doing that, he got a boner every time. And I felt it every time.
Well, why don't you brag about it?
And we just have to pretend we couldn't.
Oh.
There's no good choice there to be like, hey, Brandon, I can feel your dick. Like, what am I supposed to do? Make him feel bad?
Yeah.
You should be like, I have to go to the bathroom and like hope it's gone when you come back. So, yeah, she can feel it. I'm just going to answer the question at the top of the song. She can feel it.
To go back to what you just said a minute ago, I found it interesting that you thought that the guy felt shame in the song, and it made me wonder, are there any songs in which a man explicitly details the shame he feels about...
Kidding
about,
him.
Like,
unexpected boner.
Like that?
I don't know. That's the a good only question.
For some reason, I imagine it would be a country song by default. Like, I'm so sorry... I got so hard.
I'm gonna stick it in my waistband.
A guy with Peronis could do it.
Stop. And then what does the song say?
Well, after that, he says...
How do you could follow that?
Yeah, come on. Dance for me.
That's absolutely another one bites the dust.
Uh-oh, you feel that? Come uh-oh. Down the street, don't stop now.
Pull way down
you
low.
Did it. Come on, yeah. All right. Hold up.
It's just that for a while. Like,
it's
19
so
seconds.
So unnecessary. Here's what, let's just read it, okay? Yeah, come on. Dance for me, baby, yeah. You feel that? All right, come on. Don't stop now. You done did it. Come on. Yeah, all right. Hold on.
You done did it.
You done did it.
I love you done did it. Come on. Yeah, all right. Hold on. It's like, hey, there we go. Okay, now wait a second.
I love it. Goes, uh-oh. You feel that?
Uh-oh.
He knows it's not supposed to happen.
Come on. Don't stop now. All right. Hold on.
So wait, is he like, wait. I want to come in the club. Don't stop now. What does that mean?
I think it's like, I'm not all the way there yet. I'm going to half chub. And then he's like, all right, you done did it. And then he's like, oh, I don't want to come in the club. So hold on.
So he's like,
this is a progress
he's
bar.
Like, let me get fully hard, but I don't want to come.
Yes.
I just don't want to be half masked.
Yeah.
I want to have a full chub.
It's embarrassing.
Well,
the girl
you know,
running up on you and she's like, that's weird. Only kind of hard. I don't like that.
Semi-soft.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Hold on, keep going, don't stop.
That's why he says, hold on.
Please don't walk away.
No, hold on, it gets bigger.
That's
no.
My,
give me a second.
Yeah, here you go. These are tight pants.
I've been drinking.
Oh, that's just, oh,
I was
yeah.
in the pool, let me just, real quick.
It's cold in this 90 degree dance floor. So, okay, I'm getting some mixed messages right at the top. He's like, I wonder if she can tell. Ooh, girl. So now he's talking to her. He just immediately switched person. And then he's like, hey, uh-oh, got a boner. Don't stop.
He's got to make up his mind, because, buddy, you got to...
No more flip-flopping. Leave it to the dick.
Yeah.
Dick-flopping.
Also, if you're going to come in the club, let it happen. Then you get to
no.
go. Then you get to go home.
That was
what?
The original draft of
yeah.
that Usher song.
What? Come in
the club. I'm about to come in the club.
Hey.
In the club.
Hey.
In the club.
I want to make come in this club.
You missed that one?
Shorty, I don't mind if you come in the club.
I'll still suck that chip.
The only cool thing that ever happened to me in a club wasn't a cool thing at all. I dropped my glasses and I kicked them into a corner by accident.
Wait, that's not what?
No, it's not. That's what I mean. It's not cool. I dropped them and I couldn't find them.
Oh, buddy.
I full on was in the club. I can't find my glasses.
I'm sorry. Can you please turn the lights up? I've lost my spectacles.
It was scary. I'm blind without them. And I found them. And it was a communal sink, so there were women and stuff. And I was washing my glasses. And I was trying to remain sexy. I was like,
Besh.
Yeah, just washing my glasses.
Yeah,
you didn't know you could do it, but you can wash glasses.
I did drop them. I am blind.
Yeah.
I wonder if she can tell that I'm blind right now.
Yeah, but it's corrective. It's corrective.
Ben,
it's not.
Stop.
That's what you got to say to them. It's like, don't worry, it's corrective.
Dick works fine. No Peronis going on down there.
Peronis.
Nuh-uh, don't stop. That's...
I love that you're referencing the beer that is from something I'm absolutely cutting.
No, Peronis is the beer, but Peronis disease
is Peyronie's.
That's
yeah.
something I'm also cutting.
Well, oh, yeah, all right. Oops.
What are you, a rabbi?
They're actually called a, fuck, come on, you know what it's called, you're Jewish.
A brisk
mile. A mile.
Ben just
you
came.
Screamed, mile.
Mile.
Man, what do they practice on?
That was the most...
bananas?
The yeah, bottom, they circumcise the bottom bananas.
Ben, they don't practice. They just go straight for it.
Wow, shit. I mean, oh, God. What a job, huh? Well, we've got to... When you organize the circumcision,
how do we get
you
here?
And your wife sit down and you go, well, we got to get balloons, we've got to get cake, and we've got... Oh, don't forget to call the moil. We've got to... Well, did you find one that you like? Well, this one's got 4.5 stars.
Oh, you're yelping moils?
Yeah. Mm. I would. I yelp everything.
He cut my son's dick very good.
He cut our son's dick great.
My son only cried for an hour. I can't do that voice. That's offensive. I'm so sorry.
How dare you? It's fine. We'll fix it in post.
Yeah.
My son only cried for an hour.
I'll overdub it. My son only cried for 1 hour. I'm a Gentile. I just felt like circumcising.
Very little blood and cum.
Oh my God. Sorry. Okay. Cum? Listen, this is the dick episode. It's all relevant information.
What? This is the dick episode? We've had like 5 dick episodes.
This is handily, pun intended, our most dick episode.
By the way, a dick episode is what happens to Ben about once an hour.
Zing!
Zing! Space.
Now that's what I call a moil, baby.
I wonder if they can tell I'm hard right now.
All right, let's get to that fucking hook.
Oh, yeah. Baby, when we're crying, that's right. I get so excited. Don't know how, but I try, but I can't fight it. Yeah. Oh, you're dancing real close, but it's real, real slow. You know what you're doing, don't you? You're making me horny.
That'd be an instant punch up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, these lyrics I'm not sure I trust, okay? So, room for debate here.
Well, the Genius lyrics are verified, so if that's what you're using.
It is.
Cool.
Baby, when we're grinding.
Oh, come on.
That's my favorite part. Oh, come on. I get so excited.
You can't do an ad lib the very first time you hear the no. chorus. It's like...
Still establishing it.
Yeah.
Let me understand what you're saying first. Also, I don't need the, oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
What did that contribute to that line? When we're grinding, come on.
He's just giving the girl instruction.
Yeah.
He's a hype man to himself grinding? Or
this is the same, I think this is the same conversation as the don't stop now. All right, hold on. He's like, okay, now back on.
That's what I would say to the toilet.
Oh my God, Ben.
Come on.
Now flush.
Back it up, please.
Sorry, continue.
Oh, how I like it. I try, but I can't fight it. Oh, you're dancing real close. Plus, it's real, real slow. Which for the longest time I thought it was we're swaying real slow.
I thought it was too. That's a better
right?
lyric.
Plus it's real, real slow. How did I even say that?
Plus it's real, real slow.
That doesn't flow well.
Nah.
You're making it hard for me. Double entendre.
Yeah, because it's his erection and it's also difficult.
He's having trouble hiding his erection.
He's trying not to bust.
He's having some inner turmoil.
Oh my God, big question, boys.
What?
Trying not to bust, trying not to get hard.
I think he's trying not to bust.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Neither. He's trying to. I think
is this a good
when he's saying,
moment?
Oh, you're making it hard for me, he's like, damn, you're making me want to fuck right now on the dance floor, but we can't.
I don't like
so
the way just, you said fuck just now.
Just, yeah, come on, keep on doing it. Because I'm neither. Girl, when you dance on me, you can rest assured that I am neither going to come, nor am I going to stop. Being hard. You can just keep it coming.
You're in boner purgatory.
It's boner purgatory.
I love recording an episode and just already knowing, like, that's the one I'm going to put on the Instagram story.
That's the soundbite.
Girl, when you're grinding on me and I know I'm neither going to bust.
Nor. You sound like Glenn Ross.
Always be getting hard.
I've always interpreted that he's trying not to get so hard. He's a little embarrassed.
Well, yeah, he tries, but he can't fight it.
Yeah, because...
But I don't know. You're making a great point. It easily could be that.
I mean, that's what just my gut thing. Because also, you wouldn't try to be half horny, because that just doesn't work.
I would say I'd prefer to be half horny than whole horny if I'm in public.
Yeah, but also under the cover of night in the club, nobody can see it, especially when your butt is buried up against a fine woman's tush.
No, your dick, you mean.
Dick.
You
wait,
go,
what
you,
did
you
I say?
You're going butt to butt?
Oh, butt to butt?
If you're... Ben just shook his head like, I'm a human.
I know how to do it.
I grind all the time. I know what grinding is.
No, my butt's in my back.
I did lose my glasses at the club, but I also grind it.
I didn't rub my butt against the toilet.
I ground.
I'm going to stop. Okay, that's enough toilet.
No more toilet talk.
No, I'm sorry. This is a trend now.
All right, yeah.
Be sure to tweet at BenCon.
No, it's at BunCon, actually.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because some other a-hole has... No, because some other a-hole has my actual Twitter
handle. That's actually fitting because my parents told me vaginas were called buns as a child.
Huh. Mm.
They were like, boys have a weenie and girls have a bun. And I was like, hot dogs are fucking disgusting. You can't eat that shit. Demi, what do you think he's saying?
I think it's, you're making it hard for me to, not, like, I don't want to be hard right now. Mm. But you are making it hard. And also, you're making it difficult for me to not be hard.
To not be hard.
If he were busting, I mean, he'd love to do that.
Well, also, I feel like that'd be visible.
What, the bustin'?
Bustin' would be visible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to go home.
There's no, it's a crime scene there.
Are we allowed to broach this subject?
What?
Maybe I'll tell a personal anecdote instead of putting you guys on the spot. I have been a collaborator in some pants busting situations.
Wow.
Some in the jeans busting situations.
What were you going to ask us?
Have you ever busted in your jeans?
No.
I don't think so. Yeah, no, I never have.
It is.
I am a,
a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it sounds like a nightmare.
It is a fucking nightmare.
Not to well, brag,
wait,
but
why would
it
be a nightmare? It's not
buster.
Your jeans.
What did you say to me?
He's a controlled buster.
I said
buster.
Not to brag, but I'm a pretty controlled buster.
Who are you going to call? Controlled busters!
Let me tell you something.
It's annoying because it grinds everything to a halt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like they meant to. And all of it's not like they can just like wipe it off and be like, I'm good now. Like, no, like if you're wearing jeans,
yeah,
that is goop. That does not dry for hours, and when it does, it dries hard.
Neil, don't say that. That's true. Gonna get sued by Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
Bring it on, bitch!
She had to know when she named it that it would eventually be compared to semen.
Also, if she had to listen to all of this just to sue me, joke's on her, I already won.
Yeah, true.
You already passed the ad, you idiot.
You had to listen to Ben fucking Toilets.
Hell yeah. Well, and the wrestling things even.
Gwyneth! Ooh! Gwyneth Paltrow, I swear to God, if you want to listen to this podcast, you gotta listen to it all the way. You can't just half-ass it with your fucking lawyers, you fucker. We'll see you in court, Goop. Yeah.
Goop.
Goop has come and you gotta deal with it. It's synonymous.
Then what does he say?
Oh, the songs on you request that you dance like you're naked. Oh, it's
all
like
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boo, I like it. No, I can't deny it. But I know you can tell I'm excited. Oh, girl.
There's so much. There's so much.
I will say, like, as much as I'm looking at the lyrics and just being like, let me figure out what's going on, I can't help but dance.
Oh, the beat is amazing.
Incredible.
And his voice sounds incredible. Is this is multiple singers, right? It's three singers?
Yes.
Yeah. Whoever's singing this part,
God, 90s R&B was the fucking shit.
In the smooth. Music video, aren't they, like, dancing with the women in bathroom stalls?
I don't remember, the video.
Correctly?
I didn't watch the video.
Oh, man. It was sexy as hell. Oh, that's the one I got it confused with. What's that other one that was really horny around this time? It wasn't me.
You gotta have. I need more of a description.
Yeah, it was another song about like, hey, damn, we're about to fuck, or would they caught us fucking, or something like that?
Usher had nice and slow.
Yeah,
That was pretty dirty. Mm. But I feel like at this time it was like not super common to have pop songs being like, I'm gonna fuck.
I think it was this one, yeah, because there was a really good looking girl in the music video, and I was like, damn, she's in the bathroom.
Ben never forgets.
Ben's mind is like that scene in The Hangover where numbers fly around his head, but it's just like little folders.
Ben, Demi.
Wait, folders?
You were referencing a reference.
I'm aware. I was about to say A Beautiful Mind.
No,
but then
it's referencing Rain Man.
Wait.
I
like the idea of A Beautiful Mind and it's just sharpening boobs.
Is it Rain Man?
It's Rain Man.
Oh, all right.
It's the whole thing.
I thought it was
cards.
A Beautiful Mind, but I said mind already, so I was like, just go to the Hangover one.
Listen, maybe it
Plus,
is both.
Plus, you
maybe
fucking millennials don't even know these classics.
I like that Nicholas Frazier Vine song. What's next? So I will say I have never known the words until looking them up for this song.
Same.
He sings like not in a proper cadence. Oh, the song's on you requested. Yeah.
What does that mean?
The song that you requested is playing.
Yeah.
Oh, the song's on you requested?
Yeah, it's a very weird way to say it. The song's on that you requested.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then it gets right to it. You're dancing like you're naked.
How do you dance like you're naked?
Great
question. Shake your titties. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's each his own. When I'm naked, I air it out, spread it out. I don't really dance, though.
When I'm naked, I am doing the whole in the air tonight, like
slapping your dick back and forth between your thighs.
Yeah.
I do that. That's how you air it out.
I do that, like, quick butter churn thing.
You look like you're
pumping a train.
Yeah, you're, like, on a train track. It's like, we got to get out of here real quick.
Like those teeter-totter ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. What we all do when we're naked.
Yeah, sure.
And she's doing that in the club.
It's gone.
She looks like a fucking moron in the club, and she requested the chicken dance.
Yeah, what do you think the song was that
she
requested?
The song's on you requested.
I don't know.
Hey, Macarena.
Another song about fucking, actually.
Every song's about fucking.
We'll get there. It's almost like we're sexing. And then the hype man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like to think this is three men singing a single narrative.
It absolutely is. Yeah. They don't know they're singing about the same girl.
Right.
The song's on you requested. You're dancing like you're naked. It's almost like we're sexing. Just because she's dancing like she's naked?
I think he's trying to say she's really rubbing into his dick.
Mm. Yeah,
like she's probably wearing a, sex.
She's probably wearing a, what are those onesie things that they wear?
Who's they?
A cat suit?
Women. The romper.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Is she wearing a romper?
I'm guessing she's wearing like short shorts and like a midriff bearing tank
I'm
top.
Guessing she's not wearing shorts. I'm guessing she's wearing something that's like.
I don't like your voice in this register, man.
I don't either.
I'm guessing she's wearing something that's really smooth.
Like a girl.
And lets you feel the skin.
A little something there for daddy.
Okay.
Wait, okay. What is that?
I don't know.
He's referencing all fantasy everything.
Well, the Laker girls. Yes.
Because Sean always tries to sound like the creepy Laker girls announcer.
You started sounding like the guy in the last Nathan For You episode where he's just like, do you think I'm a stalker?
Yeah.
Anyway. You sound like Robert Durst.
Yeah.
Them all, see your panty line.
It's almost like we're sexing. Oh, yeah. Really hate the way they say, oh, yeah. Can you play that again?
Yeah.
Just the, oh, yeah.
We're sexing. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That way it drops.
That guy's in a different booth. It's just like heavy on the reverb.
He's in a different mood entirely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boo, I like it. No, I can't deny it. But I know you can tell I'm excited. Oh, girl. Okay, so he got a full-on boner.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, it's not my fault. You were sexy. And I'm not ashamed of it.
I'm not a fan of this rhyme scheme, to be honest. It seems like just two completely different parts. Like, it's like, I like it. No, I can't deny it. I can tell. You can tell I'm excited. That doesn't connect to the...
Those are really the only three rhymes in this song. I mean, in this verse.
Right. But it's weird that it doesn't rhyme with any of the parts before it.
I just think it's interesting that he uses the word excited. Because it sounds like... I don't even know. I don't know how to phrase just exactly why that, pardon me, but rubs me the wrong way. that he says, I'm excited, because I feel like that's something a child
it's
would say.
It's very juvenile.
Yeah.
It's what you would say about, like, an animal that got a boner.
Yes. Like on
oh,
a nature.
They're excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like that's what they had to say to get on the radio.
Right. Because you can't say, yeah, I know you can tell.
But
I'm
I know
hard
you
as
can
fuck.
Tell I got a boner.
Yeah.
I think this is my favorite part that isn't the chorus.
V's part?
Yeah.
Ooh,
it is really
boy.
Good.
It just sounds so good.
Yeah. The call and response is what makes this song.
Absolutely.
100%.
Now, girl, I know you felt it. Before you know, I can't help it. You know what I wanna do.
Ooh, those runs are so 90s. That's like some fucking Drew Hill shit.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that.
Did he say, boy, you know I can't help
boo.
It? Boo. Oh, I thought it
boo.
Was.
He said, she goes, step back, which I always thought was stand back. Again, learning a lot today.
Yeah.
Step back. You're dancing kind of close. I feel a little poke.
Oh, my God.
Why does that gross me out so much?
Because well,
first of all, the step back is her saying, like, I don't like this. And then a little poke is just, like, it's not sexual. It's literally just, like, at the most base sense, it's like, I feel a sharp, like, thing prodding into my back, and I do not like it.
Man's got a sharp dick.
There's no part of me that is enjoying this. It feels like a poke.
I also, like, I picked up on that as a child. And, like, before I even had any sense of my sexuality, it would be like, a poke. Like, it haunted me, the poke.
A poke.
It just feels like such a disgusting way to describe a boner. And it's not even true. Like, if someone's hard and they're dancing into you, their dick isn't going straight out in their pants.
If it is, that means that man was hard. His pants did not, like, push it down anyway. It was just hard straight on. And he started dancing up on her. And it's like, oh. What?
Yeah. I feel like even sweatpants would be heavy enough to weigh down your dick a bit.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't stab like a sword. It would be like a general hard, you know, inch or 2 inch thick thing pressing into you.
Yeah.
Not poking. Poking.
Banana in your pocket. And you're happy to see her.
I just imagine her turning around and being surprised at what the guy looks like. Like, this guy's
got... Yeah, we don't know their relationship.
Like, I'm just imagining sharp dick guy pokes girl in back with dick.
Oh,
sharp
I love that
dick.
Video.
And she turns around.
Is this
around,
a trending news story?
She turns around and he's just a guy with glass...
Those
like,
are
just,
my Pornhub search terms.
What?
Sharp dick guy pokes girl in club.
Poke girl back, come Come POV. Best.
Good boobs.
Excellent boob.
Ben, it sounds like you're this guy at the club.
No.
With this, we got his glasses on, and man, they're fresh out of the sink.
His shirt's wet. He's, you assure me it's water.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm very perplexed by the point you brought up, though, is that we do not know their relationship.
No.
Nah.
In my head, they like kind of were like maybe about to hook up. They know each other. They went to the club together.
Yeah.
Because like he says the song's on You Requested. Right. So like they've known each other at least for the duration of the club visit. Yeah. But at the same time, like if this is a rando and she's like, step back. Doesn't sound like it's going so good, right?
Yeah. The story attached to the... that you said of like people, like women going up to men trying to like measure their dicks, and then her only thing that she says in the song being "step back, you're dancing kind of close." I'm like, I don't feel like that's
she
what
says
was
one
happening.
Other thing later.
Oh, does she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess I was missing.
There's another call and response part, but this is her main line for sure.
But then also the hook starts with "baby, when we're grinding," which suggests that it's like a recurring thing, like you know when we're grinding. As if it's like not just the first time that this has happened, at least to me.
I think so too. I think they maybe like have a hookup relationship. I don't think they're dating.
Yeah.
I don't get that vibe. But I then why is she like step back? Is she just like, hey, buddy, I know your body and you're about to come. You got to cool off.
it's possible.
Hey, pal.
Or she's being a little.
Playing hard to
little,
get?
Yeah, it's a little fun.
Like, hey, your dancing kind of close. I feel a little poke coming
she's
through.
She's like,
That's, I have to assume it's that or I can't enjoy the song.
Oh, yeah.
Because if she's like, back the fuck off, dude, then it's like, oh, Jesus, this song is very different perspectives.
Also, now this entire verse and pre-hook has just been them saying, like, oh, I'm excited. And I know you can tell. And then it's her being like, hey, I can tell you're excited. And he's like, you know, I know you felt it. I'm excited.
He's just blowing right past her complaints.
Yeah.
It does also shine a little light on that quote I brought in about that girls did this on purpose to see if the dudes had a big dick, to see if they want to have sex with them, if they were worth pursuing. So I'm a little bit wondering if she's like, all right, I can feel your dick's big.
Ooh.
Just,
or
chill.
She's saying, step back, you didn't climb close. I feel a little.
Yes.
She's pissed it's little. Mm. She would say, feel a huge poke coming through.
And he's like, girl, I know that you felt it, so it can't be little.
I don't think you can poke with a big thing.
I'd rather hear stab.
Stab.
I don't want to hear stab. That just sounds like, that's just like taking it all the way to the other side where
that's
it's like,
true.
No, that's unpleasant.
No, little things poke, big things stab.
I feel like big things prod.
Oh, good word.
Yeah.
Good word. Or, ram.
Sure. Yeah.
I want to say nudge, but that just sounds like
no.
a polite
okay,
dick.
Here's
no.
the scale.
It's a
here's
half
the scale. From small to big. A poke, a nudge, a prod, a ram, a stab.
I'd say ramrod's up there, too.
Ramrod? Is that even a verb? I feel like that's just the noun version of what you ram.
I thought for a minute, I thought it was the thing you used to bang a door down, but now I'm just thinking it's from Super Troopers.
Oh, yeah. That,
no,
that's
ram,
a,
I think a ramrod is
that's a
thing.
Battering ram.
Ah, yeah.
Which is not on the scale.
It's also not a verb. I can't use that one.
Fellas, be sure to tweet at Punch with the Jam where you are on the scale.
Yeah.
Ben's just saying it's real repeatedly to me so he can trick his mind.
The harmony.
The porcelain has warmed up to body temp. Sorry.
This is personal for Ben.
God.
The harmony. Because it's like, okay, he's singing about having a boner, but there's a harmony that comes in on the second half of that.
Hard for me.
Yeah, hard for me. It's like, you're operatically singing about having a boner.
Just imagine that he's like talking to this girl and he's saying it just him and then she hears three other voices like, oh, whoa, who are...
Yeah, there's three guys suddenly come in. Can you do me a favor? Will you play again whatever the fuck the ad lib is he's doing over the middle of that chorus?
Yeah.
He does this sound that I don't think is a word. He's like, ooh. He was like, literally, I don't know the words I'm gonna say. I'll just pull random ones out of what we're saying.
Oh, yeah, that's an ad libber.
Why not just be like, yeah, all right, come on. Why is he like, ooh, yeah,
and he was saying, you,
real. He said real three times.
I hate to sound stereotypical, but it also sounds like what if I were making a joke about what a guy sounds like when he accidentally comes in his pants, that's what it would do.
You.
But when you come, it's moil.
Moil. That's
it's
your safe word?
It's more of just a...
Wait, did you just make a pop sound?
No.
Oh. I did.
You did? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just imagine it's like a...
Ew, it's like a queef.
Just a tiny release of air.
Gross. Ew.
Every few episodes, I'm just kind of like, this is going to be the one that ends it. And then people are like, I liked that. I'm like, oh, okay.
This is where people are like, you guys are disgusting. You're not funny. You're just gross. Like,
yo, I signed up for the Patreon and then you did this?
Not sorry. Sex positive. Talk about it. I'm not afraid of some cum. I'm stopping.
Well, you're going to ruin my Ghostbusters punch up. Busting makes me feel good. Right.
It does.
Oh, Ben.
Stop.
You can't deny it.
This is going to be the very first unedited episode. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Baby, just dancing so close. Ain't a good idea.
Why not?
Cause I'm holding now and here. The way that you shake it on me.
Woo.
Makes me want you so bad. Sexually.
That's the best part of the song, right?
Mm. The sexual. Mm-hmm. I think it's a funny part because without that, it's just a subtle sort of like horny song. But he's just like, no, I want to make sure that you understand. I'm talking about sex.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we got it.
Yeah. That's why I am starting to remember that in the music video, there is a dance sequence where they're like at a club, but they're also in the bathroom, which suggests to me that the song is about getting so horny you can't take it anymore.
You've got to
slip off into the bathroom at the club and do a little
fornicate.
Yeah.
I don't know how you saying fornicating was less creepy than him saying fucking.
Fucking.
Yeah. Fornicate.
Yeah.
Hey guys, nothing wrong with fornicating.
Yeah.
Dream of having fornication.
You blew That's through good. All of our punch-ups, man.
Sorry, they're all going to be about sex from now on.
Why did they call it fornication?
Is this a real question?
Yeah.
Why did the people who invented fornication
call it? Why is the word
I don't know the historical etymology. All right,
so it was 1400s England. And
are you lying?
Yes, of course.
Let
he's
me
lying.
Finish.
Damn it.
That's what I scream.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me finish.
Jesus, I would hate having sex with
that's,
you. Hey, Let me finish.
That's what I screamed to myself.
Oh.
Again, very controlled buster. I'm like, all right, let's go. Anyway, the joke was I was going to say Mortimer fornicate.
What?
The man who invented fornication, it was called Mortimer fornicate.
Morty Forney.
Mortimer.
Morty Forney.
Morty Forney.
I would like to use this as an opportunity to point out the structure of this song being completely fucking insane.
How so?
It starts with the chorus.
Yeah.
And then it goes to a verse that doesn't rhyme, sure. Then it goes to I don't really call it a refrain, a pre-hook, the girl part.
Yeah, the pre-hook.
The only refrain in this song is when he's trying to refrain from having a hard-on.
Help! Ben, you still got it, bud. You still got
Thanks.
It. But then he sings on...
I wonder if she could tell I'm hard right now.
Ben gets hard for his own jokes.
Yes! Good job.
That's my new ringtone for
Good
you.
Good job.
But then... Then he sings at the end of that little pre-chorus, and then it goes back to the chorus, and then it goes to another verse, but now the melody is completely different, and the rhyme scheme's completely different.
Huh. Yeah.
It's like they just wrote the song as they went and never went back to revisit it.
Or like they wrote lyrics and were like, what's the music? It's like, I don't know, we'll figure it out when we get there.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I actually am disappointed in that first verse after hearing the second verse, because the melody of the second verse is so much more fun.
Oh, yeah.
Baby, us dancing house. That's so much better than
Ain't a Good Idea.
Of the songs on you requested. Like,
oh, yeah.
Right?
For sure.
That just feels like a Montel Jordan knockoff. Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't the melody sound similar?
Yes. And the vocal patterns at points sound different or similar, too.
Yeah, it does, huh?
I think it's just what R&B was at the time. Kind of like how every indie song now is like,
stop.
Oh, God, that makes...
It makes me so angry. I can't stand that.
Yeah, anyway. Me too. It's
I love it.
Lumineers.
Of Monsters and Men.
Passion Rock.
Oh,
you know
God.
Who's the worst? You know who I really can't stand and I just learned today, or I'm this week, rather, are Mormons, is Imagine Dragons.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I'm not going to imagine those dragons.
I
can't stop Imagine Dragons is the problem. You say Imagine Dragons, I'm doing it already. They won.
Don't think of an Imagine Dragon.
Ben's imagining sexy dragons.
Oh, man.
Imagine
what they
toilets.
Like? How many titties do you think a dragon has?
Eight.
Two?
Eight.
Or is it like a dog?
Wait, you said eight? Like immediately and repeatedly.
Eight like a dog.
Why?
I don't know. I just imagine they had a lot of nipples striping down their bodies.
Okay. All right.
Which is weird, because I'm going to say none.
Breastfeed?
No.
I will say this, speaking of dogs.
Worried about fire breathing.
Why do dogs have bigger balls relative to their body size than humans? They got massive balls.
You were asking the wrong questions for this podcast. I think it's
like, you know when you start an RPG and you have like a set amount of stats, and when you lower one, you get more for the other?
Yeah.
For them, it's like body size goes down and they put it all in balls.
Well, lucky them, I guess.
Lucky?
Yeah, they get to lay around all day.
Ben, you wish your balls were bigger?
That's a good question.
No. Who wants bigger balls?
What do you mean it's a good question?
Because it's a good question. No,
ben,
I don't.
Ben, do you have really tiny balls?
No, no.
It would be okay if you did.
No, but,
I just don't know anyone that wants bigger balls.
You know what is a wonder? It's a marvel of the universe is that they don't. Listen, I'm sorry. It's now just for a moment, ball talk.
Ben, this is why we had you on. You're fine.
I'm shocked that they don't twist more often.
I know three people that had that surgery.
No way.
Three people in high school.
Testicular torsion?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Had to get that surgery.
Wow. Yeah. It's you're constantly walking around with a bomb in your pants.
It
could go off at any time.
Guess what? That surgery? Brutal recovery.
Oh, I'm sure. I had surgery on my balls. You guys know this, don't you?
No.
I had surgery on my balls.
I don varicocele remember.
When I was like 13, I had a varicocele vein in my scrotum, and they had to go in there and fix it. Now
why?
I'm fine. Because I thought it was cancer, it wasn't.
It was just a big vein, varicose vein.
A big vein, yeah.
Oh, my head heard varuca salt vein.
Yeah, it's where it begs for golden eggs all the time.
I was like,
You're Tim O'Toole?
Yeah.
Tim O'Toole? Tim the Toolman Taylor.
How dare
Oops.
You?
Who's Tim Allen?
A person you just made. That was incredible.
Thank you.
That was not a sound effect.
That sounds it's like you just pressed play.
It does.
I wonder if she could tell I'm hard right now.
Oh, is that what I was supposed to do?
Here, we'll do it again.
Oh, okay, go for it.
I wonder if she could tell I'm hard right now.
Oh my god.
More power.
Oh god.
More testicular torsion.
Larger, where were we?
Larger balls, please, God.
Ben, you're going to wake up tomorrow and a monkey's paw somewhere in the world will curl and your balls will be in.
Oh no.
Boop, 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 boop.
What have I done?
Baby, us dancing so close ain't a good idea because I'm going to want you now and here.
So, yeah, okay, we get it. You're going to want to fuck, is what he's saying.
Yeah. Whoa. The way you shake it on me makes me want you so bad sexually, oh girl.
Okay, here's my issue with this verse. She's like, step back, you're dancing kind of close. And he's like, we shouldn't be doing this. And she's like, bitch, I know, I just told you to step back.
She's like walking across like, girl, you shouldn't be doing this. Like, I'm not, I'm getting a drink.
He's like, you're yanking my butt into your dick.
Girl, it's three songs after the one you requested. What are you doing to me?
You just feel those butt cheeks through your romper.
It's also very meta that he's writing his song in which he references the song that's playing while this song is playing.
Wait, is he?
The song starts with the songs on you requested.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a bold move. It's like he's making it so that when this song comes on, it's like, hey, just so you know.
Now this is the song you're
this
requesting.
This is the one you wanted, so I know what's about to happen. I wrote the story. I'm in control now.
Truly, he like made this self-fulfilling prophecy. He's like, this song that exists that made me want to fuck my girlfriend is now the song I'm writing that's gonna make you want to fuck your girlfriend.
Very stranger than fiction.
I imagine them all wearing sunglasses, smoking cigarettes in the studio, being interviewed after it's been a number one song, and they're like, yeah, when we wrote this song, we knew that every time the DJ put it on, everybody would know that it was time to fuck in the club. Everybody was getting you could probably see a spike in births from
every time the song comes
after
year,
this,
yeah.
The song plays it.
It's like that old rumor about R. Kelly, where it was like every time he made a song, he would play it at like a party at his house, and if people weren't having sex by the end of it, it wasn't good enough.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I can't. I mean, being as horny as I am, I couldn't get that turned on by a song.
No.
Could you?
When I was a kid.
Really?
When I was a kid, I didn't know that was what it was yet, but like this song made me feel gross in a way that I didn't like, and I realize now I felt shame because it made me feel kind of horny.
Wow.
Ooh. I feel like there aren't songs that make me horny, but there are songs where I just like feel like very sexually powerful, if that makes
sense. Yeah, you want to fuck to the Grinch.
No. All right. Let me.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Everyone
wants
hard. No, it does not get me hard. First of all, it's just every. Look, there's that part where it's like, I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole. It's a sexy. It's like a Dita Von Teese burlesque. Stripper song.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I agree with you. However, I will imagine you getting a boner at the Grove in December.
Don't do that.
Guys, we gotta go.
Guys, there's a lot
we
of kids
leave
here.
The Grove.
You're a mean one. Mia, we gotta go.
You're a bad banana with the boom, boom. Crazy black beer. We gotta go.
Little poke freaks me out every time.
Now, girl, I know you felt it. Boo, you know I can't help it. You know what I wanna do.
You cut him off in his run.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's
so
the
many
same,
runs in this
it's
song.
It's the same as before.
It is. There are some different ad-libs, but I just... Yeah, it's the same.
I'm still uncomfortable that he was like... Oh, girl, this makes me want to fuck. And she responds by saying, step back, man.
He's like,
step
hey, I'm not
back.
Really in... I feel a little poke coming through. It's like, but I can't help it.
It doesn't help that her vocal performance sounds very apathetic.
It also... I'm realizing now, I don't think there's any part where he suggests that she's really into this.
Mm-mm. Ooh, yeah.
Mm-mm. It's just him going like, I'm getting really hard. You're dancing great. It's kind of like we're having sex. And I know you can tell I'm excited. She doesn't say, like, I know you feel it, too. It's like, I know you feel my penis.
He needs constant reassurance.
Yeah.
He's constantly like, you can feel it, right? You can feel my
ooh,
dick, right?
You
can, like, what do you think about it? Can you...
There's a section of the song coming up that proves your exact point, I will
whoa.
Say.
Wow.
All right. Should we get on to that section?
Oh, yes.
Their voices are horny provoking.
Horny provoking?
Yeah, like it's almost like the brown notes, but the horny version of it.
Sure, the pink note.
The pink note? Yeah. Ooh, yeah, the pink note. Mm.
Ben, are you getting
ooh,
hard, Ben?
I like that. Like,
Ben,
the more I think
Demi,
about it.
Demi, look at his dick.
Hey, Ben, before you start thinking.
What?
I wonder if she could tell I'm hard right now.
Yeah, we can.
That was a bad one.
That was great.
Can we talk about the way he says, ooh, how I like it? He says, ew,
how I like it. I try, but I can't find it.
Did you notice that on that ad-lib? Ew, how I like it.
He very quickly slips into her mind. It's like, yeah.
It sounds like he came when he said,
ew, how I like it.
But it's like, ew, how I like it.
Jesus.
Listen to it. He does. He sounds, ew, how I like it.
Ew, how I like it.
Ew, how I like it.
He's disgusted and also just kind of like, but it's good.
Yeah, like when you do a disgusting thing to masturbate, you're so deep in the throes of passion that you simultaneously are like, man, this is kind of gross, but I'm into it. Which is, I bet how people with like scat, I don't know why I'm pointing to you.
Ben is aggressively pointing at me.
Your finger is straight in her face, like, people with scat fetishes.
People with scat fetishes, like some people that I won't point to.
Well, I'll say he's not pointing to me, ladies.
They have to feel shame a little bit when they're doing it, right?
Because
I would assume that that's
so.
Part. Well, I would assume that that's part of it, the taboo of it, right?
Maybe I think it depends.
I think shame. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say I think like shame is a different fetish entirely.
Yeah. No, I think that shame creeps into a lot of sex. A lot. I'd say most sex.
None
shame is a little bit there.
One of the first fucked up things I saw on the internet was it was before YouTube, and I don't know where this would have been hosted, but it's a clear chair.
and there's a woman.
Are you describing porn?
No, it wasn't. Well, to some, it's porn. Anyway.
Ben just closed his eyes. He is vividly imagining the room around him turning into this
his
porn.
His hands are just gesturing everywhere.
There's a gentleman.
It's like that scene in Blade Runner 2049 where he's just like making the virtual world. Sorry, continue.
So there's a woman who comes up to this clear chair and she sits down and it pulls down her pants, of course.
Of course.
You know it. There's a man sitting below the seat with a funnel into his mouth. And she diarrheas into the
She's on a chair. You didn't say the chair has a hole in it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a scary for me. Yeah. I thought he's just sticking his funnel up to the bottom of a chair. I was like, this isn't
it was
work
wild.
It's not going to work.
And I was like, damn, I'm 12 years old.
that's when you're like, I'm too young for this.
Yeah.
I imagine you saying that out loud. Like, damn, I'm 12 years,
I'm 12 years old.
I think my hope is that ideally if you have like a fetish that you're liberated enough to like go for, you've unlearned shame from it.
Yeah, I would hope so too. As long as it doesn't involve other people.
It has to be
consensual. Yeah, of course.
Of course. Sure. Yeah. Of course that goes without saying.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like if you were like, I'm so ashamed that I'm into poop stuff, but then you're like, but I'm going to try doing it with a partner and see if they're into it too. You'd have to at least like eradicate a little bit.
Babe, I'm into poop stuff. You know I got to do. Ooh, my diaper. My diaper is so full. You got some doo-doo.
You
have ate
to
some
keep going.
Baked beans. You got a poop
for me.
Yeah, making some dudes for me.
Are poop punches into farts too? Is that what we're saying?
Step back, I smell a stinky poop.
Stop.
For this episode, we had Ben do the punch up, and he was like, I'll do it on the fly.
And that was it. Good night, everybody.
That was poo close.
That's a stinky poo. Coming through.
You can stop whenever you want.
You can also keep going. We are.
You don't have to.
We're into the brown now.
This is the opposite of going clear.
Going clear was what Ben described.
It was how we get everyone into shit fetishes.
That's my. If I were a Pokemon, that'd be my evolution. Is into just like. guy
You're the guy with the funnel. That's the end of your life.
Yeah,
you've gone full circle.
Whoa, step back. He's evolving.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, that was a really nice detour. I feel enlightened and disgusted at the same time.
Yeah. So this is the part where it gets to, it's like, all right, this girl doesn't seem like she's been into it.
Yes.
But then we get some confirmation.
Another line from her.
Yeah.
I love when you shake it like that.
She didn't say
no,
it.
No, she says, I see that you like it like that.
Mm.
Which is very passive aggressive.
Very transactional.
And seems like a choice.
It's like, oh, well, look at you and your boner. You did it, huh? No,
maybe,
I saw. I noticed.
Maybe there's a humiliation thing going on here where she's just like, I'm going to acknowledge the boner. I will not give you the gratification of being like, good job with the boner.
He sounds very proud of himself.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, girl, you know I'm going to get a boner. I'm going to want to fuck. And she's like, uh-huh, I know.
It's like, I'm aware.
I said earlier I felt a poke. I see it as well.
This is not my first time at a club. I'm fully aware of what you are doing.
But she has stayed through the song long enough that part of me is like, she must kind of be into it, right?
Yeah, well, that's a terrible thing to say. What if she's afraid to leave?
Ooh, yeah.
You make a great point. Mm. I retract my earlier sentence.
It was very problematic what you said.
You're right. You're right.
Mm.
I'm a bad feminist. I'm just going to jump out the window.
Let's leave this to the boys. Let's talk about boobies.
Hey, what's your favorite kind?
I'm all about those the uppers.
I'm about the
uppers.
The
hook? What were you about to say?
Sand dollar nipples.
that was a
star shape?
I feel like that's a real
thing. No, sand dollars are large, right?
They're just, I mean, they come in all shapes and sizes.
Sand dollars?
Yeah, they're, some are super round, some are a little bit oblong.
Okay,
I don't think I've ever seen a sand dollar.
They also have like a star outline in the middle.
Whoa.
You've never seen a sand dollar?
I think Ben meant like silver dollar. Babe, anyway.
You surf. How do you not know what a Santa
I was like? Joking by saying uppers because they're all uppers.
That's true. They are.
Mine are getting less so with age.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, unless you're talking about grandma.
Yeah,
they're still
they start
up
as,
on your body.
That's true.
I don't know if that's true.
We don't have to.
Y'all, tits get saggy. Let's normalize that.
Everybody,
that wasn't the part I was talking. I just meant like
now
they
you're
start.
A bad feminist.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I explode.
Jump out the window. It's your duty. You got to jump
right,
out the window.
I'm going to join
now,
Marcy.
And now we get to talk about boobs.
Yeah. Hey, what's your favorite kind?
My kind? Guess what? All kinds. Woke alert.
Yeah, wow.
Woke Damn. Alert.
Hey, right there with
she
you.
She passed the test.
I remember, what was that movie where with Arnold Schwarzenegger where the lady got three boobs?
Total Recall.
I remember when I was a kid, never saw the movie. I think at Blockbuster on the back of the cassette, they have that image on the back. And I was like, fuck, what is this movie? I got to get this. But
You're like, what is this movie on cassette tape?
Well, VHS, I should say, because cassette is audio. But yeah, I couldn't tell.
I love that you again remembered that. What? I was kidding earlier when I said Ben never forgets, but I truly think Ben never forgets a single girl he jerked off to.
What?
Or that he even just thought was hot.
I don't know why I would get offended by that, but what? No, I forget everyone that I've jerked off to. Are you kidding me?
Your total recall for hot babes is unbelievable.
Yeah. If only I could harness that power into something useful.
I don't know. Make a porn website.
I guess what's more useful than jerking off?
Make a Shazam for porn.
Oh, my God.
That's your app, dude.
I could absolutely see, like, in a year, like, Ben's like, come on my yacht. It's named after the porn website I found.
Yeah, you just enter the porn, like, brunette, boobs.
I know exactly what that one is.
Three cums.
Oh, I got it.
My boat would be called POV.
Oh, God.
Of course it would. And then your other one would become horny for planes.
My mom later, if she listens to this, is going to be like, what does POV mean?
I love Vicky. If she listens, I'm so sorry, Vicky.
Oh, my God.
Everything
if you've made it this
yeah,
far.
I don't think I'm going to show her how to
listen to this.
Yeah, who cares? She knows that I'm a man.
Hey, Vicky's probably sex positive. She's chill.
Yes, hey, Vicky, if you're listening, now you know what happened to the toilet.
She had a lot of kids. Yeah. She's had a lot of sex. She gets it.
That's true. She's had sex at least six times.
Shit, that's more than me.
Okay, brag.
That's more than me.
Yeah, I've done it at least twice. More than that. Double that.
Oh, had sex.
Only one of those was with the toilet.
Hey, same amount of eggs there are in a carton?
What?
A
two?
A dozen.
Oh,
wait, what kind of cards are you buying?
You said at least twice. I was like, what?
Oh, twice the amount that she did, which was six, which gives you 12. Unless you get one of the, what are the big, unless you got like a restaurant grade.
What?
Egg delivery.
Carts.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh my God. It's like 60 eggs.
Yeah.
Listen, we have gotten so fucking on top.
Those are the Wilt Chamberlain eggs.
The fucking Harlem Globetrotter eggs, they're just bringing them out on the fucking truck. Just like, pallets. One for every time Wilt's doing it.
That's like one brunch for Shaquille O'Neal.
I like to imagine Ben getting a job at a restaurant. He's always been saying, like, I've had sex once for every time there's an egg in a carton. And then he sees that, he's like, well, I've got some work to do. And he quits.
What's the next section of the song?
Well, that is pretty much the end of the song. The rest of it is just a loop of that hook we love.
Oh, more runs.
Oh, yeah.
I can't fight it. He's just repeating it.
Yeah.
So many runs. I like the way you move. Is that a different singer?
Oh, it might be.
I think one of them's more nasally.
I like this guy.
I like those things you do. Ooh, I love that little part. You're a little
too close. Yeah, they're switching up.
Yeah, here's a different guy.
This is sexy. Mm. It
yeah.
is sexy.
I love the ooh, how I, that's
yeah,
the best
ooh,
part.
Ooh, how I like. Yeah. I get it.
I still love the step back, you're dancing kind of close.
I like this song a lot.
That's I do too.
Song. I think it's so funny. And it's, I mean, they didn't make the beat, I guess, but the beat is amazing.
Yeah.
I get why it's still popular.
Oh, yeah.
However, with all that said, that fucking poke line.
Feel a little poke. The thing is, for the longest time, I thought it was I feel a little pulse because it rhymes with close, kind of.
And that actually is way more accurate for when you feel a
boner. Feel a little pulse?
I thought she said pull when I, for the
I
longest
feel a little
time.
Pull.
No, like step, dance, dance, fucking time.
Ben, we just listened to it. How did you forget the words?
Ben only has memory for women he can see.
But the three titty lady on the back of Total Recall in 1995.
It was about an hour and 13 minutes in. It was on the screen for about 7 seconds.
I
no,
had to
eight.
Go, whoa, what, am I seeing double here?
Am I seeing double?
It's only one and a half.
Am I seeing one and a half? Did my glasses slip off half my face?
I'm in the club. I lost him again.
Whoa, I'm seeing 1 point half here.
One
Whoa.
Point half.
Ooh, damn. Reaching around.
What are you trying to say?
Ben was like, I got to get to Mars.
I was trying to make the connection between feeling three butt cheeks instead.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Through her romper?
That's the next Total Recall
romper, yeah.
movie. She's like,
she's got three butt cheeks?
I mean, it's not going to be virtually the same. It'd just be like...
I
feels like
she...
we're sexing with your three butts. Mm. Like, what is it?
I wonder if she can tell I'm too... Both of my dicks are hard right now.
Ooh, yeah. Man, I would not know what to do with two dicks.
I mean, that goes without saying with anybody.
Yeah. Well, there's that one guy.
I would say you could titty fuck the three titty lady with two dicks.
Whoa!
Oh, my God!
You'd be a... That'd be a match made in heaven.
There
Good
you
Lord.
Go. There the two dicks man and the three dicks.
There are.
It's written in the stars.
That's what's on your wedding invitations.
There is a man with two dicks, and there are women with two vaginas.
Ooh.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope
yeah.
they're both straight.
I had a long conversation at a party about this, where we got very high, stepped on the balcony, and started planning a movie about that idea of them falling in love. Just because we were like, oh, Alan Tudyk has to be in it. And then we just went
nice,
on a rant.
Nice.
Anyway,
comes back.
It Wait, is back. Alan Tudyk a person?
Yeah.
Who?
He.
Alan Tudyk.
Wait,
what
I
more
just,
is there to say?
Just,
Ben, you have like. You have like
this is like a who's a first
yeah, generation. You got like memento disease in the middle of a set.
Don't trust the guy called Alan Tudyk. And he's got it tattooed. Imagine having that tattooed on yourself. Don't trust the three titty lady. Man, that guy's got trust issues.
Memento
huh?
and Total Recall should have switched names.
Ben, you have a wild imagination, and I do love it.
Yeah.
So, for the punch-up.
How could you possibly have made this better?
Okay, well, if we kind of touched on it, but my main issues with the song is that we don't know the girl's perspective.
Sure.
And that drives me fucking nuts, right? What could possibly explain this situation? And or what could possibly be going on with her? Because we all kind of know the story, right? Of, oh no, I got a boner, I gotta hide it.
Yeah.
Less discussed is the female equivalent, which absolutely exists.
No way.
Yes!
I'm...
Boys, prepare to have
now I'm
your
just
mind
like, what are you?
Blown.
Like, it looks like I peed my pants?
We'll see. We'll She's see. About to...
Friday night and I'm at the club. This dude is grinding on my butt. I can feel his keys in his pocket. Oh yeah.
Woo.
I must have liked it too much, or I really messed up. How do I hide that I've juiced my jeans?
Oh.
So I said a little poke coming through.
Jeans?
Oh,
juiced?
Now while he's in a shame trance, I pour my beer all down my pants. He'll never know the truth. Baby, when we're grinding, I'm slipping, sliding, sliding.
Oh.
I can't fight. My panties won't survive. It.
Oh.
I'm getting real close,
real close.
Approaching overflow now. It feels like I've pissed my pants. Maybe us dancing so close ain't a good idea, cause now I smell like goo and beer. The way that he vibrates on me makes me realize that's his phone, not his D.
Oh,
oh girl, I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be back soon for sure. Don't check. Fucking surge pricing, so I ran through my pants in a trash can. I'll never go back again.
Oh my God.
Fuck.
juiced your jeans.
Yes, juiced. Wow. Is that a common phrase?
No.
Juiced your, I've heard junked your jeans, but not juiced your jeans.
I believe I made it up, but it could, someone could have come up with it already.
Oh, I love it.
I'm just saying, it happens.
So from the lady's perspective in this, she's horny too.
She has to be arguably
more horny.
Ben, you just said this like you were on an informational television show where you're just like, women also feel the sexual.
Women get horny as well.
In my mind, she is. Because otherwise, this song makes me sad.
Sure. Yeah.
So in my mind, she's like, step back, because I'm horny too.
It feels weird for them to write a song where the woman is not horny.
Right.
So.
But that's a whole mess within itself, and I do mean that literally.
Mm.
A fucking mess. There is a point where you're like, I gotta stop. This is getting uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm going to get crotch rot. I gotta call it quits. And then you just throw your underwear away. It's happened. It's happened. And now you know.
Couldn't be me.
I can't imagine living like that. That would suck.
Guys, women.
We have it so bad.
We have it so bad.
Yes.
Because of the gene juicing.
Yeah.
And then nothing else.
Yeah, nothing else. Yeah.
Let's let gene juicing become a thing.
In fact, you guys should stop complaining about the gene juicing so much and just fucking deal with it. Get some new underwear.
I heard gene juicing isn't even real.
I heard it's not real.
Oh, no, it's real, boys.
It's what the feminists want you to believe.
It's real fucking fake.
What about us, guys? What about us guys with the cummies?
Yeah, you boys gene juice sometimes.
Gene juice is turning the frogs gay.
Is that
what
else?
Did you say?
Yeah.
Turns that's into frogs.
Turning the frogs gay.
Turns the frogs gay.
Turns the frogs gay.
Turns the fucking frogs gay.
Took me
brother.
Is this a wrestler, Alex Jones?
I guess.
So gene juice turns the frogs gay. That was a great episode, guys.
Hashtag gene juicing. Let's get it trending.
I like ordering a gene and juice.
Sipping on gene and juice.
Gene and juice.
Is that what you
yeah, that just means he's slurping on her thrown away panties at the
with
club.
With some trash in my panties.
Yeah,
my
you
panties
throw,
in the trash.
He comes out of the club. Where did she go? Where did she go? I can still feel the
goo.
The ghost of her ass against my crotch. And oh, what is this? This trash can. Oh my god. They're still warm. They must be from. They are hers. Well, there's some club soda. This is club soda. Yeah, wait, what did you pour on it? Beer?
You gotta hide the gene juice.
Is this a Heineken mixed with some, I don't know what
goop.
To call it. Goop? Oh, yeah. Goop
we
is,
Gwyneth Paltrow's suing us.
Yeah.
Wow. Goop goes both ways. Goop.
Guess what, Gwyneth Paltrow? We just decided that goop also stands for vaginal juice as well. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Gina.
You come in here, I'm gonna body slam you as well.
Body slam.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna just go and say we're not gonna body slam.
No, we're not gonna do that, Gwyneth. You're welcome.
No, we won't.
Should we move to a bunch of
yeah, but let me just quickly say, Gene and Juice is my favorite Goop Dog song.
Oh my god.
Hey, you set it up. Gene and Juice, Goop Dog, folks.
What more is there to say?
Can you
what more
it?
Is there to say? Let's get this over with.
You can't punch this.
I'd like to make a request to go last.
No, sure.
Okay.
Ben, you want to go first?
With my unpunchable jam?
That's unpunchable. The segment.
Freaking hot cross buns.
What?
Are you for real?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my
I was
God.
Like, don't you fucking make me find hot cross buns on Spotify.
I'm torn on this, but I want to go.
You're torn?
Yeah, I had a couple, but I think I would have to go with I Can't Help But Falling In Love With You by Elvis Presley.
Wise men say only fools rush in.
Because
heart horny.
I thought we would have a little taste of heart horny to as a palate cleanser for the straight up just raw horny.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah,
I am ready
song.
For it. I love that song. For my punchable jam, I actually did a similar thing.
Huh.
I wanted to choose a song that I assumed was about sex and then realized wasn't.
God?
It's about God.
Yeah, it's about God?
No, it's about just like someone helping you through anxiety.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And it's a new song. My brother turned me on to it. Breathing by Ariana Grande.
Just keep breathing.
Isn't know the drum beat from Just Hold On, We're Going Home?
I got
home.
My eyes on you.
Oh,
it's the,
yeah.
It's the exact, yeah.
It does drive me a little insane, and I do want to make that mashup.
Going home.
But it's still thanks, so
well,
I can't
yeah,
be mad at
beat.
It.
And this one doesn't sound like you're singing to a dog, so it's better.
Wait, the Just Hold On, We're Going Home, is she sick in the car from the club or something?
I don't know. It genuinely, every lyric of that song sounds like you're talking to a dog.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a very good point. I want to shout out my brother for showing me that song because him and his girlfriend that have the band Perlow are about to cover it. And it's going to be acoustic. And I got a sneak peek and it's very good.
That's great.
It's a great song.
I love I love Focus by Ariana Grande. It's such a great song.
I think I might be becoming like a big Ariana Grande fan.
I love Ariana Grande.
I worked with her and she's an incredible singer. Mm. So it's hard not to be.
She's a treasure.
Yeah.
Demi, what is your unpunchable?
Well, I mean, you guys went so heart horny. I'm just like, what? I made.
You asked to go
last.
Who cares,
baby?
I know, because I wanted to see what you guys were going to do. And I was like, all right, do I go heart horny? Do I go horny horny? The heart horniest song I got on here is a song by Spoon called Hot. No, it's not. Whatever. I already started singing it, so it's Hot Thoughts by Spoon.
Hot thoughts all in my mind all of the time.
Hot thoughts.
Yeah, it's such a good song. It's such a great dance song. I feel like it's one of those songs that, like I was saying before, it's like you feel powerful just because of the way it like builds. And it's just like, I truly imagine like a dance sequence for it every time I hear it. With like the ding, 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 ding. It's just very good. And I mean, it's all about having horny thoughts. It's about,
I mean,
you smell someone like, ooh.
Spoon, too.
Sure.
If there's one thing that gets you horny. It's spooning.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's the lay down grinding. If
move
you
back your. I feel a little poke.
That is a good point. I do think that's more relatable than grinding boners. Because grinding boners are
spoon
like.
Spoon boners?
Spoon boners. Mm. Spoon boners come up a lot more often.
Spoon boners, though, you get to that point. The like, it's not a thing where it's like you're on the dance floor and it's like, well, I hope this is cool. It's like you guys are in bed together.
If you're in a long-term relationship, they're annoying.
Sure.
Because you're like, I'm not mad. It's just that hurts my ass.
Yeah.
I can think of a situation also. Fuck, I already used the word situation. But a survival situation where you're like in the...
Spooning for warmth.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then, I mean, that might just be... It actually would be a source of additional warmth.
True. Very good point.
Probably.
Yeah.
Point.
Like a little glow lantern.
Okay.
A glow plug.
What? Ben, what is your dick? It glows?
He's got tiny balls.
Listen.
His dick is bioluminescent.
There was a time when I experimented with a microwave. And
you guys ever see Secret World of Alex Mack? Something like that.
Yeah. secret glow of Ben's.
Ben's dick melts and falls under the door when he needs to go and get some secret papers.
It's my own little periscope. Yeah, I can use it to go. Did you say get papers?
Yeah. So, I just imagine, like, damn it, this door is locked. Like, don't worry. He just, like, crouches down and,
pops up. It walks around on the giant balls that I now have because of my
monkey
claw wish.
Thank you so much for coming on and talking
for
us,
real.
Regaling us with your stories of horn dog.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is
where
fun.
Where can people find you if they want to hear more about your insane life?
I guess I would say Twitter.
BunCon?
Yeah, BunCon.
I will say, Ben, now if you've listened to this episode and you've liked him, you will like his Twitter.
Yeah.
It is exactly his personality.
Yeah, that's true. It's every time I go to make a tweet, I stop myself from saying joke. Every time I go to make a tweet that either references doo-doo or balls or dick or cum, I'm like, do I really want to do this? And then
it's
I go,
you, it's
who cares?
Who you are.
Yeah. Who cares?
Why would you not want to?
I
it's
shouldn't
like
care.
Me and edging. You just gotta get. You gotta get okay with it.
Oh yeah, I don't know how you have the patience.
I don't actually do edging. I just discuss edging.
Ah,
so much that we have this.
I'm on the edge.
It's so funny to just let
close
it hang.
To the edge.
And I'm not gonna talk about edging. That's why I'm edging you. I'm edging
I mean,
you.
You're not edging
talk
me.
About
I don't
edging.
Care if you do it.
No, Demi's got a boner. Can you tell?
Hey, whoa. I'm only at a half chub.
I'm thinking of
Don't Stop Now.
Third Eye Blind song. Blind song. I wish you would...
Step back from that
edge,
ledge.
That edge, my friend. Yeah. You could... Bust a nut with all the cum that's stored up in your balls. If you
Ben,
would
you're better at this podcast than we are.
Ben, sorry, you're a part host now. You're one of the hosts.
Hey, baby. Next week, we're going to punch up Third Eye Blind. We're going to make it continue the trend, make it all about edging.
From so, now on out, every episode's this disgusting so, and is horny.
Is nobody it, jack off until next time.
Is it called Snake Eye Blind?
Why would you call it that?
Because your dick.
It's not blind. He only sees with his snake okay. eye.
Man,
you can put your ass away.
No, he doesn't want you to put your ass away. It's the opposite of what he wants.
You got that romper on. I don't want you to put it away.
Okay. You can follow the show at Punch Up the Jam across all platforms. Yep. If you want to check out our Patreon, we do bonus episodes.
We sure
you
do.
You get to help choose what songs we punch up.
They're great.
And once a month, we do behind the punch up videos yep. to show you how we make these punch ups, and it's very embarrassing.
It's so bad.
If you want to follow me, I'm at Miel or Miel Monster. Demi's at Electro Lemon.
Yep.
On everything because mm-hmm. he's an electronic lemon.
Sure.
That's all sure. I have to say.
It's true.
You can't see him, just trust us, it's true.
We Photoshop all the pictures so no one finds out my secret.
Oh, speaking yeah. of pictures, check out this week's picture on Instagram. It's a
real one. Doozy.
Oh, is that the dick one?
Shh, no spoilers.
We
no
took
spoilers.
It we took it like an hour ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you for listening. I'm just so sorry you listened to this whole episode.
Yo, you are lucky you got to listen to this whole goddamn thing.
Hope you come tonight. Good night.
Or very soon.
Okay, that was
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey!
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.